Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
With
the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's a fact.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Nicole Marie, it is early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, especially good morning to you and
good
us.
Good morning. Wonderful morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, it's been a while since we have talked about our morning affirmations and early morning routines and all of that good stuff.
Right.
What I'm going to share what I do every day, again, for those of you who may have forgotten. But yeah, I'm up early every day, as you guys know. I rise, my alarm goes up about 4. And for me, affirmations are an essential part of my mornings. Absolutely. I'm grateful. Usually I'm still in bed when I'm just, saying my morning grace, if you will, and just being thankful to be able to rise and making sure that everything is just as peaceful as it was when I went to sleep last night.
That's
so
it.
That's my morning. Now, what about you? What's one of your morning routines and affirmations? Well, first of all, do you believe in affirmations and all of that?
Oh, yes, Kerry, definitely. I live by my affirmations. When I don't wake up as early as you, but I'm kind of right behind you. And as soon as
no
I wake
one does.
up, No, Carrie, no. But when I wake up in the morning, I say a prayer, being so thankful for being blessed with another day. When my feet hit the floor, I'm up, and I have affirmations that are on my mirror in my bedroom. I have some in the bathroom on the mirror. So I'm reading my affirmations. I have books that have affirmations in them. So every morning when I wake up, I'm looking at them to remind me of just being positive, being thankful, being grateful for another day, and just starting my day in a positive way. Just that boost.
Yeah, I think that boost is important, just like every morning. And I just love it that the fans of this show and you guys, we want to hear your affirmations too. Feel free to share your morning routines with us. That means a lot. And I'll tell you, each day, to be able to pray and just be grateful for another day, all of those wonderful things. And then, I'm on to making sure my coffee is working, having a cup of coffee. And you guys, I'm immediately making notes. I'm sitting at the desk watching the tube for news, preparing the broadcast each day.
Right.
And just reminding us that our job is to make sure you are, your day starts with the best way and in the best way possible every morning. That's what we're here to do. And I love it. I take it seriously, as you know. And so, I'm up, and very rarely, I don't even think I oversleep. It's very rare for me to, like, really oversleep.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last time I've done so, but. And I take great joy and pride, and I'm up and on it.
Right.
And that's
early in the morning, before everyone else is up, it's so nice and quiet and peaceful, and you can get so much done.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite time every morning. I rise early 7 days a week, whether we're on the air or not, because I love that time that I can sit back and really focus, and it's just heaven. And during the weekdays, as the days kind of move along a little bit, then I'm like, okay, I'm in the, I'm kind of ready for the throngs of the day because I've prepared so well. And I'm up early every day. And I think that's something. So when it comes to affirmations, I'm like you. I believe in reciting and, those wonderful things that empower me daily so that, that just connect me with my higher power. And if that's what it takes to kind of help you to get through your day, and I think it does, and sounds like you do too, Nicole Marie, then I suggest that you guys do that. And I can't wait until we put together a nice book of our affirmations and things
wonderful.
Like that. You heard it here, folks. So maybe we'll do that with the Hair Radio Morning Show's morning affirmations. We'll put together an e-book. I think you heard it right here first. All right. Well, listen, I know you'll be back a little later this morning with a whole lot more Hair Radio Morning Show Talk to Go, all about affirmations. Listen, got a lot more to get to this morning, of course. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Great stuff.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, it is summertime here on the Air Radio Boarding Show, AfroLock Magazine, and all of our amazing fans everywhere. We wanted to just check in with every one of you out there, and I want to start and lead in with you, Nicole Marie, on just an incredible summer as it's rolling along. Yes. So have you taken the time to go out and explore down in Water Valley, Mississippi?
Oh, yes, I have. I definitely have. Summertime is a time where I take time out and go and visit all of my constituents that are in my ward. So I go door to door. I'm talking to them. The different events that we do have going on throughout the city over the summer, I use that as an opportunity to just talk to community members to see what's going on, see what needs they have, if they have any concerns. And that's my time to get feedback. Now, I get it all throughout the year, but especially during the summer when people are out. They're out and about. They're spending time with family. They're out at the park. And I just use that time just to be able to talk with them.
Now, so you go out do you introduce yourself to the community constituents?
Well, a lot of them I already know, but there are some new constituents that have moved into town since, you know, since I was out the last time talking with them. So I just use that time to get to introduce myself and get to know those that are new, and then also just find out what's going on with the constituents that I do already know and just see if they have any concerns, and I just make note of all that.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate hearing that, believe me. So for you guys out there who are just tuning in, let me just kind of bring you up to speed on this. Nicole Marie, who's down in Water Valley, Mississippi, is an elected official down there as part of your community. And so, you get to really make a difference, as you said. Representing the folks in your area there. And I think I tip my hat off to you because you're doing the work. You're doing the community work.
Yeah.
And that's what's so important. Folks always say, Carrie, what is the Hair Radio Morning Show about? It is about hair, beauty, and the C word, community.
That's it, community.
Community. Yes, you're doing the work.
So important.
Yes. So I have to turn to Michael Hopkins. Michael, who's also putting it down in terms of community, being an accredited claims agent. I have nicknamed him an ACA. Michael Hopkins, you have been one of the biggest veterans advocates I've ever known, you know, helping the veterans, rather. So what can you tell us first on what exactly is an accredited claims agent?
Well, Carrie, an accredited claims agent is a person that's appointed by the government, i.e. the Office of General Counsel for the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. And basically, an accredited claims agent is appointed and they are allowed assist veterans with the prosecution, with the starting, representing, et cetera, with claims for compensation. We are background checked. We have to take an extensive test. And we are allowed to help veterans file for compensation. We can actually represent veterans in different court systems also as accredited claims agents.
And this is, as you pointed out, not just anybody can be an ACA. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So when you talk about doing the community work, Nicole Marie, Michael's doing a good job.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Right. Helping the veterans.
Definitely making a difference.
Yes. And Michael, as a big part of that process, you are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which you get to share your information and knowledge every Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, that is, and just continuing to make a difference. You're able to reach folks and veterans and also the veterans' families and just helping to, again, make a difference in their lives.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
Well, guys, I've got to tell you, for me, and I'm so grateful because you both have just been great harbingers of, you know, community efforts and just being so, you know, making such a difference in each of your, you know, respective areas that I've got to say, for me, I've got some folks right in front of me that I get to chat with every day on the air worldwide. And that's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. So I don't have to go far to figure out how to kind of fill in the blanks on my now being on the appointed to the community board in my own very area. And as Nicole Marie talked about her constituency, I can talk about mine.
Right.
We represent a board of over 200,000 just in the little area alone. Yeah, they're over 200,000 here. And so I'm very proud. I just literally, guys, we're talking about summer. I just got my rule book, if you will. Yeah, they're rules for everything in life.
Yes.
And so
pretty much.
They break it all down.
That's wonderful.
Yes, well, that's not all. They also have told me you have got to be on some committees. You don't just get to say you're a board member and just think you're going to be phoning it in. Well, I am so excited. Yes, I get to. And I'm happy about this in a way because they have different things like finance and all these other types of different boards and, you know, and different areas of interest to our community here. And I said, wow, this is going to be amazing because I'm going to serve on these committees. I'm going to take it easy because I don't want to get overwhelmed.
Right.
But I'm super excited. There's a chairperson on, and there's an agenda in all of this. And you're a voting, like I'm a voting member of the board, of course. So I am super excited. Yes.
Yeah. Yes,
so,
it is.
Well, I cannot wait, you know, to tell you guys the next step. So I can't wait till I'm actually on the board. Like, I haven't even chosen it yet because I'm so excited about it.
We can't wait.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. So I just want to thank them. I've had a chance to mix it up with quite a few of them already at different meetings and they walk you through everything, and one of the other community members who was in an elected position, I just happened to see him right on the news. I said, "Wow!" I was just chatting with him. So that's going to be us and me very soon. So you know, I want to kind of take it all in and learn as much as I can about the process and what I can do to help the community. But I love all the what you guys have said. The veterans will always be folks that I want to help, the community members, of course, and my constituents, absolutely. Every single thing that I could possibly help them with that's brought to my attention, we will definitely do all that we can to help their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So good stuff, and this is just the beginning, guys. This is just the beginning, and you talk about summer. We really are not taking a time off or any kind of a break. We're also working hard on all of our issues of our amazing AfroLock magazine. I want to get that on out, and I'm just very proud of the hard work and dedication. The different stories that we are featuring, what folks want, beautiful pictures, great stories, and just timely information. And I think we hit it out of the ballpark on that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes, yes.
So anything, Michael, that you want to say, I know that you're going to be working on some things on behalf of the veterans. Contributing to, I call AM, AfroLock Magazine. So anything that you want to say, you know, that you think you'll be able to add into the magazine on behalf, of the veterans that you represent?
Oh, yes, Carrie, very, very much so. You know, I'm excited with contributing to AfroLock Magazine. I'm very excited. And I just know for the vets, there's going to be a lot of insight. There's going to be a lot of claims talk and how to file and a lot of things like that I have a lot of my veterans, they ask me these questions, and I want them to be able to go to a format and boom, there it is right there. There's questions and answers and things like that. Oh, yes.
Well, just a reminder to subscribe. So if you guys are veterans out there, remember that you too can just subscribe right there on our amazing website at AfroLock.com. Same for everybody else. If you're listening out there, you can do the same. And I'm just super, super excited. Nicole Marie, I've got to say, you are just front and center with definitely what you'll be doing. I know you're working on some things that can make some contributions to Afrolock Magazine in months
Most
to come.
Definitely.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so proud. One of the big things that jumps out at me on behalf of both of you, and that's your distribution businesses.
Yeah,
so
excited.
Yeah, royalty distribution.
Oh, yeah.
And very much so.
So you guys are killing it. And what this is, this represents the Carapi hair products. We have a full line. Let me just say that. Not just shampoos and conditioners, which are great and we love them, but we have other products as well. And you guys are now official distributors. And we've been kind of focused on so many things, we want to remind you guys to check out Afrolock Magazine. You're going to see all this in there. So, again, a big reminder on that. But first, let me just get some feedback from you guys. Nicole Marie, you want to lead off with that? What does it mean to be a distributor of royalty?
Wow. It's just a wonderful opportunity to just educate girls and women.
Wow.
Just focus on healthy hair, educating them on healthy hair. Some
wow.
may, you know, have lost their hair, may be struggling with hair growth, or just keeping
yes.
their hair healthy.
Exactly.
And so I'm just so excited to just have the opportunity to just educate people.
Yes, and that A word, you remember alopecia.
Alopecia.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, because so many people
we...
are struggling with alopecia.
Yes,
and other issues as well.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, Carapi is the answer, and I'm so excited to be able to share that.
Yes, thank you. And Carapi again, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, Carapi, we love it. Outstanding, and again, it's fortified hair care, so great stuff. Michael Hopkins, we haven't forgotten about the fellas. What does VTR fellas, and you also represent amazing ladies out there who are also a part of the military and all of that. So please help us to learn a little bit more about VTR distributors. Michael, take it away.
Wow, Carrie. Very much VTR distributors. The thing I love about what we're doing, that it's going to help veterans. And a lot of veterans suffer from that word, as you call it, alopecia. And
oh, yeah.
also, this is going to be able to create a legacy for my veteran brothers and sisters through having their own business, if they want to have their own business. And that's another beautiful thing that I love about doing what we're doing. I love it.
Exactly. With VTR distributors, you are putting the focus on, and the VTR again stands for Vet Talk Radio. Again, you guys, as we mentioned a bit earlier, Michael hosts the Vet Talk Radio show and has chosen the perfect name to represent his Carapi distribution business. So VTR distributors is all about helping those veterans in need as well as an extension of his brand, and we are proud that you represent Carapi, both of you. So we are so excited. And for me, I'm working on new hair products to add to Carrie Hines Hair Care. Yeah, my own brand. In addition to so many other things, as you pointed out, Nicole Marie, there are folks out here dealing with alopecia across the board, men and women, and children for that much.
Right.
So we are going to do everything that we can to help make a difference. And Carapi is the way that starts today. So, on that note, the work is just beginning. So thank you so much. Don't forget AfrolockMagazine.com. We appreciate you checking it out and subscribing. And again, the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Yes, my name is Angela Clark. I am the owner of Clark VO Services, and it is a voiceover company. So it is. It started out with just my voice, but I am an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and so that was the reason why, from the very beginning, we chose to VO Services rather than just promoting Angela Clark, voice artist, because it has always been my goal to be able to work with other voice artists and build a business that was established enough to offer more than just my voice. So that is actually the next phase of my business. Now that I've established myself really well as a voice artist, you know, I work with companies all around the world, Singapore, and India. I work with clients from those countries actually on a daily basis. I work with literally around the world. It is just exciting. I love working with clients from around the globe, big, little, mom and pop businesses to corporate, you know, corporations. It is just every day is a brand new adventure, you know, and like I said, originally it was just my voice. I've established that pretty well. So the next phase is to add more voice talent to the company, which is, you know, something we're super excited about here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here today because there are a couple things I also wanted to mention that you are also in the hair world, at least you've made a big, big splash in the hair world, literally, and you've you've done some great things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too. We really are, but I don't want to gloss over this because you said Clark VO Services. That's the name of the business for the voiceover work, and so this is helpful to folks. You know, just in mentioning that you were going to be on our show. You know, I'm talking to folks and just saying, you know, Angela's coming to the show. I was so excited, you know, and they're like, can I have Angela do something for me? I need her to do a voice thing for us, too. I said, okay, I'll pass that along. And that's really a true story. So this is really
that
nice.
Is,
right? Does this happen?
Yeah,
like
that is how I grow, Carrie. Yep.
Aww.
That is really how we grow, is happy clients, spreading the word, you know, like any business, like the hair business for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's how you grow your clientele. One happy client spreads the word. It's the same thing for me. Happy clients spread the word. So.
Well, now I
and,
want...
you know.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we are on, of course, there's clarkvoservices.com, but I am on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Twitter is, I mean, you can Google my name and you'll find it. ClarkVOServices.com has the links to all of our social media pages.
And
that's the easiest way.
Yes, it can come.
Yeah, and YouTube is always a really fun place too, Carrie. I post on YouTube. I post project clips. I love to advertise my clientele, so as long as they let me, I will spread the word for their business as well. You know, I'm in promoting myself, I promote them. I love to go hand in hand with that. And of course, I do lots of character work as well, so I always post that kind of stuff. So my YouTube channel is informative and somewhat hilarious at times, but we have a lot of fun on YouTube.
Well, speaking of which, you also do something where our fans over on our, when we have our 24hourhairradio.com playing, we often will dig up some of your old podcasts, and I hope you continue with it because we just love it so much, where you are sharing all kinds of advice and just talking to people about little different doobie-dabs and things. And I just found it very intriguing. So
please, you know, when you put together some new things or want to dig up any more, please feel free to do so, so we can get them on out there across. Because since we've last worked together, we are now also shouting out the folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio. They're on 24/7 with their own wonderful format, and we're so proud and excited. So you get to play everywhere. So, yes, you absolutely
that
do.
That is awesome. I started that podcast because I, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I have that entrepreneurial spirit, and I love to teach people about building business. You know, once you have those skills, whatever business you decide to build, the skills apply. And so that podcast was a great, I ended up teaching, I'm teaching a class that is for voice artists right now. But my subject is those business skills that they need to build this, to build this business. And so that's really where the podcast came from, is just passing out those skills to other people with that same entrepreneurial spirit. So, I'll have to let you know when we add more content to that.
Yes, please do. I really mean that. That is huge for us. Also, now listen, we mentioned at the top of this that you were a salon owner. So I got to talk a little bit about that. So so tell us about your career in the hair industry. You know, you came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to talk about it.
That's right. That is why you are so near and dear to my heart. I did start out as a hair salon owner. I went to beauty school at 30 years of age, Carrie, because I had all intentions of, I went to beauty school to get my license to be a salon owner. I never had any intention of always working for somebody else. It was always to be an owner. And I just needed licensed to do that. Right. And I had everybody tell me that you could not do that. You needed to work for somebody for about a good 10 years, and then you needed to, you know, slowly move into that. But I knew how to operate
a
business.
Well, you're a smart lady. You're a very savvy cookie. You know, you really
are. Knew that my business would be built on me being a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, and giving my stylist the absolute best place to work. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania, so we are not allowed to do booth rental. So every girl that worked in my shop,
the same, yeah.
The same way. Okay, so every stylist that worked for me literally worked for me. They were my employees. And so it was always my goal to make my salon the absolute best place for them. As a business owner, I always took that very personally. Like, I wanted my stylist to be so happy in my shop that they never wanted to go anywhere else. Because as a salon owner, you know, the hardest part is it's so destructive to a business when your stylist, you put all that money and effort and time into building their clientele, and then they take it and go somewhere else.
So exactly,
you know, that's destructive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can honestly say my employees loved working for me because I always put their needs first. You know, I would, if they, anything within reason, if they wanted to try it, you know, I would figure out a way that we would try that. And sometimes that made the shop money and sometimes it didn't. But overall, I had employees that literally would not go anywhere else. I was comfortable with that. I knew that I could go on vacation and feel that the shop was just fine. I have this theory, as any business owner should have for their business, but I always trained my stylist I wanted to be able to walk away. I wanted to be able to walk away for a time and feel comfortable enough that the shop was going to run on its own. So 99% of the things that I did as a business owner, in combination with all the employees, it could literally be taken care of without me. And I thought, I did that on purpose. because I thought it was my responsibility to myself and my family if something would happen to me and I'd be in the hospital or, you know, sick and couldn't come in. I wanted the shop to still be able to run itself. And so I don't think they even realized it, but between all of them, they could completely run the business. And that was, I encourage every owner, set yourself up that way. So it is not totally 100% dependent on you. Don't carry that burden. Business ownership is hard enough. You know, don't have all that weight on yourself.
You know what? I'm going
to there's my preaching moment.
That to heart because I felt like you were delivering that message right to Carrie Hines, too.
I will pass the offering plate around when I'm done.
Well, then I'm going to stick my hand in there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, I really have to say that is the best advice. And I'll tell you something else. You know that I've done thousands of interviews. This is not a secret. But what amazes me is in all of those interviews that I've done, I could literally count on one hand how many times someone has told me about their employees. It is so rare that they have even acknowledged their employees. I'm telling you, I wish I were making this up. I already know that what you're telling me is a 100% big fact, that it's got to be exactly what you said, because you apparently did create an environment like that, because you talked about your employees longer than you talked about anything else. So that's...
Because my employees were my business.
I love it.
Your employees build your business. And I know that it's not how everybody thinks about ownership. I know that's not the first thing they think of. And I know that I set the environment, right? In my salon, the environment was my attitude and my personality. That is the biggest thing that we bring to our salon as a salon owner. We set the environment and we set the mood, we set the tone, right? So it is naturally, when I was there, you have to turn yourself on, right? You love people, you love your clients, you love your employees, you have a smile on your face. You're not fake, but because people know that, they know when you're fake. But you have a general sense of, this is my business. And I appreciate and love the people that enter here, whether they work for me or they are a customer of mine. And every single person will genuinely feel that. So when you care about the people that work for you, they care about you. I really had very few, once I realized that, Carrie, I mean, once I learned to really put their needs first, and to care about them as an individual, to care about their families. They knew that. They knew that I cared about their children and their spouses and their boyfriend or whatever, their partners. They knew I cared about them as a person. They were the most loyal employees anybody could ask for. And with that, they refer other people. They're like, you know what? You need to come work for Angela. It is the best place you can ever think of working. And that's why the business grew. I'm in a small town, right? I'm in a small town in central Pennsylvania, and it was the largest salon in the area.
Wow.
And I made a very happy, healthy income from that salon. At one point, we had one salon with four locations.
Wow. Incredible.
And I just was a girl who knew how to appreciate people, had a strong sense of entrepreneurial skills and drive, and went to school and got my license because I wanted to put that into being a salon owner.
Wow. Well, I say this and I really mean it. And when I said that you were very smart, very savvy, very sophisticated. You know how to, you know, you use a lot of just plain common sense type stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And you have a good personality, and you kind of figure it out, because that's really what's at the very, the core of entrepreneurship. I really believe that, you know, and you let your personality drive your business. And that, and you really figured it out. And I'm paying even more close attention than I think I've ever paid attention to anybody, because I love the advice. And sometimes,
hey,
you know,
love and respect others, and you give your best, Carrie. It doesn't matter what business it is. Those two things lead you to success.
You know what? I think you were right on time this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Literally. I really mean that. And it means a great deal. So, okay, now here's the question. Who pours this into you? How did you learn all this? Because this is not something that is just going to be a natural thing. How did you get inspired?
Oh, Carrie, I'll tell you what. that is such a loaded question. My husband and I both come from very poor backgrounds. Both of us, you know, we both grew up, rural settings, you know, no college educations in our families, no college education for us, you know, we both felt like, at some point you have to break that cycle of poverty, and that poverty thinking, and, we both decided that we were going to scratch and claw our way out. And we decided that we were going to find mentors. We were going to find mentors, like people that had a successful marriage. We were going to find people that were awesome parents, that had the children to show for it, right? But just because you have a successful marriage does not mean you're a super awesome parent, or vice versa. So we found those. And then we found people that were successful in business. And some of those people, I mean, we literally had to just beg them to just spend a couple of minutes with, or become in some kind of servant position. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I, anything to spend time with you, to be near you, whether I had to outright tell them that or just somehow put myself in their circles. But I targeted people that I wanted to learn from. And I took every opportunity I could to be around them. And then lastly, honestly, is reading. We studied and studied everything, marriage books, parenting books, business books. You know, we studied hard, and we were broke for years. But we did work our way out of that. You know, my husband and I, we were 17 when we got married.
Oh, my.
We were just kids.
Wow.
We were literally kids, and we knew that we didn't want to we just didn't want to live in that poverty anymore. And there's just, we knew that our parents loved us. We were never unloved. We knew that we were loved, but we knew that they couldn't help us because they only knew what they knew. And so we decided we had to go beyond that. We had to get out of how we were living and do better for our children and change their lives. And in that process, you know, our children have no idea. Our two older ones do. Our older children, we have our daughter's 26, our son is 25, and then we have a daughter who is 20.
Oh,
the 26-year-old and the 25-year-old, they can remember. They can remember being poor, Carrie. They can remember the, you know, you have this much money to get all of your clothes. Let's see, how can we do that? You know, they can remember that. The youngest one does not. She has grown up in a totally different environment. We always say the youngest, or the two oldest, they remember building businesses and being broke building a business, And the youngest one, she just remembers the success of the businesses.
Well, I always say there's a benefit in both sides.
There is. Yeah. There is.
It really is.
I think we might have scared business ownership out of the first two.
Okay. I hear you. Well,
we might have scared it right out of them.
You've got to tell us your husband's first name. We got to at least be able to shout him out this morning.
Oh, he is my best friend, of course, the love of my life. His name is Josh.
Josh, okay. We're shouting out Josh.
He is my partner in everything. You know, he does do voiceover a little bit with me. But in every business that I have ever done, we tackle it hand in hand, for sure. Whether he is seen or not, even at the salon, we always called the salon our family farm because,
wow.
You know, my husband was the guy that helped me with my books, and he was the repairman, and he was the guy that would paint, and he was the guy, you know, he was even all of my employees, you know, they knew we ran the business together. Even if
wow.
he wasn't there on a daily basis, we absolutely run all of our businesses. We run them together.
You know what? You guys, you just have it. You have it together. You know what I mean? However you got there, you know, maybe if you had all those, you didn't have such humble beginnings or you didn't have things, you might be different people and your whole lives would be different. I just think
yep.
That you guys are just remarkable. I love your story. I'm just blown away.
Thank
this morning.
You.
I really didn't expect, Angela, you could knock me over. You knocked me over literally out of my chair. I had no
I told
idea.
You those were loaded questions.
I had no idea. You know, this is why it is so important. It is so important to share everybody's stories. Each story from each person, because everybody does have a story to tell, and I can totally relate to what you say, and you are going to connect with so many people who are out there and listening to you right now with this, and I just think it's incredible. So we've got to remind everybody the name of your business again and how they can catch up with you, because I think your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook. I think the people are going to be contacting you for voiceover work, to help their businesses grow, and all that wonderful good stuff. So tell everybody again how they can catch up with you.
Well, my name is Angela Clark. You can always Google Angela Clark, voice artist. But my website is clarkvoservices.com. And if you go to the website, it will direct you to my social media pages. You can message me on the website. You can email me. I'm pretty easy to get in contact with. So any way that you're comfortable, you go ahead and reach out.
Yes. And, of course, you can always connect to Angela right here through her family at the Hair Radio Show.
That's
now,
right.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, I have to say, one of my favorite voiceover announcements of Angela's that we play here all the time, and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this announcement. I've had so many guests who've been on our show, and they always reference it, and it goes something like this, and I can't do Angela's, where Angela has her own thing. Let me just say that, her own special gifts that we just so appreciate here. But it cracks me up because the ending says, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what it says.
Oh, so I don't even remember doing that one. That is so awesome. I'm going to have to listen for that one. I love it.
It is just one of my favorites. And so many people.
Oh, that is so cool.
About it. So really
your commercials
stuff.
And announcements are so much fun to do.
Well, listen, I have just thoroughly enjoyed them here. So now what's next for you and the company?
Well, So I got to a point with Clark VO Services where it was actually costing me money to leave the house and go to the salon. So yeah. I did have to decide at some point, you know, which one I was going to really put my head down and dig into because, you know, I made a good living at the salon.
Right.
And I loved my clientele and I loved my stylist that worked with me and we were like a family there. So it was a lot of tears, but I knew I was making the right decision. But as of June 1st this year, I had approached one of my stylists and asked if she would be interested in taking over my baby. And she, of course, we both cried, I think for weeks. We cried and laughed and hugged and whatever. But so she took over the shop and I have decided, you know, as of June 1st, I just own Clark VO Services. I am no longer the owner of the Swirl Shop Salon. It is enough, you know. I really, from a business perspective, you know, my husband and I we're doing the books, and he's like, "Babe, you know, it's time. It's time that you hand that shop over to somebody else and you know, commit fully." You know, we got to the point where I was not going to sell the salon and then hope to meet my income goals. You know, it had to be solid. So we decided that before I was even going to think about selling the salon, I would double the income that I was making at the salon.
Wow.
And, you know, when we hit that point, it was time. So that's where we're at. And June was a kind of a recovery month. I did my daily work and left the studio and enjoyed time with my kids and my grandchildren and really just relished the fact that I could take some time off and recuperate. And my husband took me out of town several times just to get away. And we, you know, I felt like I kind of licked my wounds and healed a little bit. But we have goals. We have a lot of goals for a voiceover business. And so, you know, now I'm kind of getting back into the, okay, these are our goals. This is where we grow from here. You know, I want to add some more voice artists to the roster for Clark VO Services. So I'm working with other artists. And, you know, I think that's the next step for us.
I
love this business.
Yes, and I was about to tell you, speaking of that, that it's the perfect partner, what you're doing, with where we are now in terms of technology and the whole world of podcasts. So your business work in tandem with, you know, with the whole thing on podcasts and everything else that's happening. So I think you're, you know, you have really positioned yourself incredibly well. And I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I love it. And, you know, I was just, because I told you I teach a class, you know, of voice artists. I teach them business perspectives. And, you know, I was just telling them the other day, think about what we do. We change the world.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I get to help you grow your business.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, it's my voice out there, but I'm like a silent partner. You know, I create ads for you, or sometimes it's just I do voicemail for there was this great small business, Dove's Dog Training. Oh,
okay.
Look them up. They are a great business.
My.
And, you know, I just did their voicemail for them.
Wow.
So I love being a part of growing that family-owned business. You know, I feel like, and then I get to promote them on social media. And, of course, then we follow each other. And when they post, I share. And that is just part of, I get to help you grow your business.
And vice versa.
And that is very rewarding.
And vice versa. And that is, it is incredible. And it is a great gift. And you help to shape, like I said at the top of this, you help to shape what we put out to represent our business. And I just think it's incredible, just incredible. You're doing an amazing job, and we're very grateful. And like I said, I'm just sorry it took so long to get you on our airways as Angela. But you made everything happen at the right time. And so, So I think, you know, this is just the beginning. And we're going to continue. And we're going to help you to continue to grow that business of yours and keep folks informed as to what you're up to. So you got to come back.
Well, thank you.
You got to come back.
Thank you. I would love to. You know, I love you guys at the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And every time I hear your voice, I hear all of the announcements. Is that not crazy? I really do. because we've gotten so used to hearing your voice. It is just bizarre. Well, listen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio Show family in your own way. You know, you're a big part of what we're doing, and we're going to continue that. So listen, Angela, I want to say thank you again. And any last words you want to leave with everybody today?
Oh, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you, Carrie. It is an honor to be a voice on your station and to be promoting, you know, for you. I just love it. And I look forward to working with your other family members. You know, it is just an amazing opportunity. And I am forever grateful and thankful. You know, it has been just a wonderful experience getting to know you.
Thank you. Likewise. Like we said, you haven't made.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday morning, August 11th, 2023. It's about 7:12 in the morning, New York time. I bring to the line Nicole Marie from down in Water Valley, Mississippi, the queen of the mornings. Good morning, Nicole
good
Marie.
Morning, good morning.
Happy Miss
Joe.
Yes.
And happy Friday.
Yes, we heard all from you this morning on the show.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
oh,
great
yeah.
to have you, Miss Joe. Yes, I said, boy, Nicole Marie is in there this morning. All right.
Yes,
it was
yes.
great. Yes, I think we heard you on everything. Yeah, it was really fantastic. You know, I have to say, this is my wonderful birthday celebration show. Tomorrow
yes,
is my actual birthday on August 12th of 2023, Saturday morning.
Happy early
so
birthday.
So I'm really grateful. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. So much appreciated. And just, you know, we're doing it up. We really are just grateful to God to be here
always
another
here.
Day,
yeah.
let alone another year. And just,
such
you know, we're doing it up. Let me see if I can get Michael into our convo this morning. Michael Hopkins, wake up. It's a big celebration today. Michael Hopkins, Michael Hopkins Associates. Michael Hopkins. We're going to just wake up Michael Hopkins today. Okay, we're going to give him a second. You know, you cannot surprise Michael Hopkins. You don't know who you got to get down there. Don't surprise Michael. So Michael Hopkins, if you're tuned in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, get it up. Get it on together because we're going to be just, we're going to be bugging in just a few minutes. But I'm thrilled. We've been working diligently on this new Salon TV network, which is so beautiful. And
it is.
And I'm
so
happy.
Excited.
Let me tell you, I am beyond excited because I'll be able to utilize all my skill sets. So all of our design stuff will be able to be put through. So, you know, we're going to be creating videos and documentaries and commercials and all kinds of amazing content that
awesome.
Will be on our unique network. And then if that's not enough, we've got some other big, big things going on. I'm going to talk about in just
so
a
exciting.
Bit. But, I'm grateful. Yes, it's just such a good feeling and, you know, and we're just trying our best to do what we do best.
That's it. And
so,
Carrie,
I'm grateful.
You know, everything that someone needs is right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, we just check off so many boxes.
I think we cover
whatever
it all.
Your business needs. Oh, yes.
I think I still laugh to myself because I remember Nicole Marie said to me once a long time ago, she's like, you know, when you think of something, you create it, and then boom, there it is. And that's very true.
And it's not a long time after you speak of it, Carrie. I mean, you move, and there it is. There it is.
That's exactly correct. And because I have one person I gave a new idea to 2 days ago who was supposed to help us to pull the idea together. And she kind of went radio silent, they call it. You know, like that. Where you cannot, you know, and I look, and this is why our community, we never get anywhere.
That's so true.
We don't get anywhere. We don't know how to, oh, my God. We wouldn't
we
know professionals
have
to slap us 10 ways or something.
Exactly.
We don't
you're
know
so,
how to do
so right.
stuff like that, you know.
We can't
so
come
disturbing.
Together to make it happen.
I don't know
and
what's
so sad
going on. And
we have so much talent and intelligence.
We
to
have
bring
so
everything
much talent
together.
That
yeah.
through.
But we can't work together to make it happen.
Society. Nope.
don't
so
want
sad.
To.
Nope.
And I mean, when I think of ideas, I go right straight to work. I
right.
begged one. I called one lady because I said, well, let me see if I can get her. And this is good for you guys to listen out there. I said, let me see if I can get her to participate with our advertisements so that we can
right.
drum up, get these programs, and create opportunities for everybody.
Right.
This lady, I begged and begged and begged, and of course she promises and then nothing. And this is what you
wow.
get. You get this all
but
the
that's
time.
What happens.
You get folks who think that you are benefiting.
Right.
I
think you're one up on
who,
them.
Oh, they think you're
then they try to sabotage
or
you.
That you're only benefiting yourself. All kinds of.
They just try and steal your ideas
crazy.
And try to make it happen for themselves.
Yeah,
but that never works because it's your idea. It's your passion. It's your vision. So somebody can never copy
yeah.
what, you know, an individual's
well,
vision
I would
is. It's never going to turn out the same.
That. No. Yeah, they don't understand that quite yet. But you know what? On the flip side, Nicole Marie, if you have a couple of good people around you, that's why I'm very cautious about the folks
right.
that I connect with on that level.
Right.
I really am. Because a lot of folks, let me tell you, a lot of them do want to kind of, they try to inch their way in. But you get,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain feeling, and honestly, okay, and I really mean this, put my hand up to God, to all of you listening, everywhere. I get a certain feeling. I get a certain feeling, a little tinge on the inside. And I trust that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
that
care
intuition.
What you say out of your mouth. You could be singing pure gold out of your mouth.
It's all about action.
I don't care about this. You think I care, and you think people care, they don't. It what tells us whether or not we can trust you, whether Carrie Hines can trust what you say, is on what you do.
Exactly.
That tells me whether or not I don't even try. It just tells me, it sends me a clear message, Carrie, on this one, you can't trust it. They promised you this and sold you bottles of sunshine until the cows come home. But here's what they really are trying to do.
All right.
And
Karen.
That's just the way my mind works. Yeah. So I really. No,
I'm so
really
sad it has to be
that
way.
No, they think that you have no idea, no clue. They really do. I wish to you how many people you can just see right through them.
Right.
One lady. Oh, you know, I'm going to come up for your birthday, and I'm going to spend some time this and that and take you. Then
doesn't
you
happen.
Know, I knew the moment that this lady uttered those words, she didn't mean any of it. No,
wow.
Very clearly.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I knew instantly.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And so
right.
I try to surround myself with people whom I feel I can trust.
Right.
Not that we don't all make mistakes, and I'm far from perfect, but I try to be who I am. I try to be as sincere as I can. I try to do the
right.
things the right way. And
do what you say you're
going to
do.
And I try to. I try, and the things
right.
that I do, I create and try to do all of this so that everybody
right.
around us who are in our orbit can win.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
I don't sit and try to plot what somebody's doing over there and steal what they're doing and waiting
well, you don't
and
have
trying
time,
to take
Carrie.
Notes. And, well.
Carrie, you
folks,
don't have
I
time.
Know a few
let me tell you.
Who,
if there's
the time
a main
to do
gift
time.
That you have that is creativity, and you're so busy
mm-hmm.
focused on what you have the vision to do,
thank
you don't
you.
Have time to look at what other people are doing. That's your
no,
gift.
And I couldn't, and to be honest with you, I couldn't figure out even if I try to look at other people's stuff, which I never even have the desire, not even close to the desire, first, I don't need to look at what they do. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, I could care less what they do. I wish them all the best for what they are doing. See,
exactly.
That's what I mean. Iron sharpens iron. So I want to work with folks who are working and motivated like I am.
Exactly.
That's what moves me.
Exactly.
I'm not looking for some slickster. Some
right.
slickster who doesn't know how to do anything and waiting for you to come up and generate ideas. And those
so true.
Who just try to latch onto you. Oh, my God.
And think you don't know and think you don't see what they're trying to do.
Oh, they
Their
really
little slick move.
That. Oh, my. Yeah.
People
it's
try to be
so
slick.
Awful.
But
yeah,
they have their own
so
interests
awful.
In mind.
Yeah, and I just try my best to stay on point with this business. And
so
this weekend, I'm excited. Yes, well, my dear family, I get a chance to see everybody tomorrow at the latest.
I'm so happy about that,
and
Carrie.
Spend a little time. Yeah, it'll be really nice. I'm going to try to get down early on the train and then make it on back up to New York.
Yeah,
and spend some time
celebrate your birthday.
With everybody. I do that every day. This
awesome.
One will be a little bit longer of a celebration, though. Yeah, so I'm really, really good
right.
on that. But I'm telling you,
and then
you,
you'll be
the,
with your family as well.
Thing.
So that's different, Carrie.
Yeah. This is true.
My family.
Sister, she. This is true, and they gave me an award years ago. So the other day, now she was supposed to come and visit. A few months back, never came and visited. But anyway, I look at my phone just yesterday, I think it was, or the day before yesterday, and they had gotten me a birthday award. I said, I've never heard of anybody giving away a birthday award. That's so sweet. It is. I said, okay, thank you so much. Yeah, so I guess they'll give it to me on Saturday. So I already have the place right in my display case.
Oh,
nice. For it. So it'll be fun.
That's so
nice. And but my focus is to come back here to New York and just work. I want to work on the Salon TV Network. I want to work on all these incredible ventures that we're doing and businesses.
Right.
Work on the play. Work on the theater show, work on the photo shoots and all of that.
So much. Always so much.
There's a lot to be done.
There
and,
is.
You
and
much
you're killing
is given,
it.
Much is, much is expected. And we have that. We've got those traits. And my favorite thing is the Salon TV Network, the magazines that will be popping out, and I'm so excited to release the new magazine. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I just cannot wait. Yes, indeed.
Can't wait to see that cover.
And so, yeah, so that's going to be really, really cool. And then the better quality that we're able to get in terms of production. So I'll be working on a beautiful studio. That's what my goal
awesome.
Is, a beautiful studio. Yes, indeed, where you can really sit and, whatever it is that you're doing, we're going to have it here as much as we can. And we'll start somewhere, and we're going to just continue to build. That's the secret, is having a
nice.
Good display space. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what we kind of want to do, and I'm real happy about that. And I'm just happy to be doing what I'm doing. It's such an honor. I left the job 10 years ago, the regular 9-to-5 in finance, and here's where I've been, parked. And it's not been easy. I looked in the mirror and said, oh, man, where did this mirror come from? And I just have to say, wow. Yeah. I tell you, I was watching, there's a clip with the Golden Girls. Okay, so for you guys who go way back to the 80s, there was the TV show The Golden Girls with Betty White and all of them. Well, Betty White played the real dumb character, and Rose Nylon, and there was Bea Arthur, the big, tall, kind of mannish woman. And Bea Arthur was telling her, she was thinking back at the table how she was hanging out with her girlfriends at the school. You know, Bea Arthur is much older with her gray hair, and she's like, and when I got back to my car, she was telling Rose Nylon at the table, it was just she and Rose, and she says to Rose, yes, I looked in the rearview mirror, and I was trying to figure out who, what did she say? I looked in the rearview mirror and was, I'm wondering who that lady was looking back. And Rose, with her real dumb sister, who? She had no idea that it was, she was speaking metaphorically or whatever you call it. And Dorothy's like, it was me. She was talking about herself. And that's the thing. You don't even know where the time goes, guys. You have no idea where the time goes.
Time
you just
so
look
by,
up
so
and
fast.
There you are. Yeah. But I
such
love
a blessing
it.
To be here.
I do. It's a big blessing. And to be able to do what you love to do, that's the true gift. And I think I receive that every day. So it's a blessing to be doing what we do and to doing what you love to do. How many folks can say that? So it's a special show today. I have just put on a couple of things, but we're going to be rolling in with some good stuff today and so much. Let me see if I can get Michael Hopkins. And do I get a special birthday hope of the day today, Nicole Marie?
Well, let me just say the hope of the day today is so fitting for you, Carrie.
So
fitting.
I can't wait. Well, tell everybody, what is hope of the day all about? Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so important because it gives our lives meaning. The hope gives us that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So every day I just share an inspirational way from the book. So the hope of the day, very special day, for Carrie Hines is live your truth. Mold your life around your beliefs, not the other way around. Lose your preconceptions and your truth will emerge. Live your own truth, not someone else's truth. So fitting for you, Carrie Hines.
That is so fitting for all of us. It is something that definitely resonates. I think you have to, you know, be the truth, and I think that's a bigger thing. I think if you are the truth, I think you will be able to live that truth very easily. Don't try to be anyone else. Just do and be yourself. Don't look for others to make you happy. Focus on the things that are important to you, and you will get where you're going.
Exactly.
And that's really, and I love the hope of the day. We got to have you put these hopes into a new book. Okay. Move over, Patrick. Patrick, hold me. We gotta do that. That is just fabulous, Nicole Marie. Just fabulous. And I just want to say thank you to both you and Michael Hopkins. And good morning again, Michael Hopkins, to you as well.
Good
happy
morning,
mid-show.
Happy
good
mid-show.
Morning and happy mid-show.
Happy
and that was dynamite, Nicole Marie. I like that.
Thank
I
you.
I really did.
Was
I mean, because it makes sense. Oh, yes,
yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It really does, yeah. Because that's what happens with people. We get caught up in the madness.
So true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I just want to thank you both because you've helped me to do big things. You really have. We've done big things together. We may not even realize it. But we really have. We have done some amazing things.
We really have, and we got more that's coming down the pike.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's so much more. Yes. So excited.
And I just cannot wait, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I can't wait. I am pumped up and excited. I can't contain myself. You know, it's just,
it's beautiful.
It is.
I work on the Salon TV Network. And at 4 o'clock this morning, I'm working on it, looking at it. The moment I woke up and I put the TV on the Salon TV Network, I just turned on the TV and the Salon TV Network is playing. And who is it? There's Michael Hopkins again, sitting on camera.
Oh, yes. Live.
Michael loves it. I love it, Carrie, Nicole Marie. I love it.
Yeah. You guys
and
are going to be so impressed out there.
I see guys, I see this growing the same way that oak trees and redwood trees grow. That's the way I see what we're doing here at the Hair Radio Morning Show with you, Carrie Hines.
That's what I see. We just don't stop.
Yeah.
We keep it going.
No,
we don't plan on stopping.
So, Carrie, those of us out here that's listening to this show, if you don't get on the train with us, we're on the Accela train right now. You don't have to get on the train. You can stay on the regular train.
Yes, that's the fast train for those of us who don't know.
It is the fast train. Those of you who want to be on the slow train or the short bus or whatever you want to call it, you're more than happy to stay there.
Local.
Right. If
you
they want to
be
on the
local.
On the local and they want to hit all the stops before they get to the destination, you are more than welcome to do that.
Local trains. Whoa, my God. Every 2 minutes, pulling into a station.
I remember that as a teenager back in Philly going to high school, and I had to catch the local train. The local subway, and it just stopped everywhere and anywhere. And you had to get off at a certain point, and if you didn't, then you're going the wrong direction. Now you got to turn around and come back.
Well, I'm too old for that now. We're going all the way.
We are going all the way
here.
That's right. And if they got something going on with the Martians or the moon people, guess what, Carrie and Nicole Marie? They can get a Salon stick also. I'm sure Amazon will deliver to them.
Exactly. Well, I've got to tell you guys, this has just been, it's been just wonderful. And so we're going to take our music break. And when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. I want to tell you about some of my earlier birthdays that we celebrated right here on the broadcast.
Awesome.
And just so much more to get to.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have some good. Just some great things. We talked about some music breaks and all of that kind of stuff, and some of my favorite songs right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So why don't we go ahead? We gotta have a little bit of Rihanna. Let's have a little bit of Rihanna, and we'll be back.
All right.
Stay with us.
Okay.
Rihanna. Good girl going back. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And T5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. J, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart.
Friday morning, it's August 11th of 2023. It's our show number 878, Michael Hopkins.
Wow.
878. I just don't know
wow.
what to say on that note. That's a lot of shows. That's a
Very
lot.
Very much so,
that's
Carrie.
A
that
real
is a heck of a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And we are discharging
and, you know,
toward that 1,000.
Exactly. And with that in mind, I was thinking that once we hit number 900, that we would focus on a lot of the classic interviews. There's so many wonderful things that have been said and played on our network that we really have not replayed. And I thought it would be good to go into those vaults, kind of like what Geraldo Rivera did way back in the day, and dig up some of those old interviews and so much content and kind of mine it again and
wow.
re-air it for you guys. Sure. And I said, we've got, once we get to 900 shows, we are almost there. In a couple days, we'll be at number 900.
So.
Probably, I'm going to give you an idea when. This is August. I'll say by about October, we should hitting the 900 mark at the latest. So September, October.
Yeah.
So once we get to 900, which is a lot, just to even say the number 900 is huge. When we get to 900, that means we have 100 exact shows to go. And 100 shows is not a lot.
No,
and we're
going to
count down those 100 shows. And we're going to count them down from because once we get to 900, and I said that we would go back into our vaults once we got to 900 and really kind of go over some of the things that we covered here from show number one all the way through show number 900. So this is, it's exciting.
Yes, it
really
is, Carrie.
I'm
very excited.
Yeah, I'm very pleased.
You know, there are no words to say, Carrie. I mean, we have just pushed that envelope. I mean, to get to 1,000 shows and like you say, even going back, and that's a great idea, going back and just looking at the classic Hair Radio Morning shows. You know, there's
so many minutes here.
Right.
And Michael, we have, you know, and I can really say this, the show has been a chronicle of Black culture. We are at today, show number 878. So each show is 3 hours. So we are the most prolific of anybody in hair and beauty broadcasting in the world. But what really jumps out at me is that I've been here working in our studio at this desk for 878 mornings. 878 mornings.
Wow.
With everybody. My alarm goes off at 4. The show starts at 6. And so in the block of that time, I'm preparing my day and yours, looking at what music will play, what are the conversations, what's going to drive the conversations to make sure that everybody's day starts in the most positive way possible. And then if that's not enough, we look at some of the biggest news stories. I often think back, you know, when I'm listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, after we wrap at 9 o'clock New York time, I go back and listen to the day's broadcast. So, you know, a little later in the morning or early afternoon, I'm washing dishes, doing housework. I'm listening back to the broadcast to see if there was anything we could maybe improve upon or change up or whatever.
Right.
And sometimes, most of the time, I just love the music that we play in the show, and it's just great to hear it pop up again. So,
we just have such a great time.
Yeah. So, I think back and I say, oh my gosh, yeah, so many people were alive when we started this show. We started the show in the morning version in January 5th of 2015. So we've been around for over 8 years of just the morning show version, just morning. And so it's been an incredible time. It averages about 100 shows per year, but I skipped almost an entire year, Michael. We skipped almost 1 year. We went like 11 months. I took a long break away from broadcasting. I remember that. And, you know, when I look back, I'm like, well, gee, how on the earth did I make it? I don't know how to, because the radio shows helped to drive all the what we do. Financially and otherwise here. So I was just thinking, I'm like, I don't even remember, but I must have had so many other incredible things going on that that it was just crazy. So listen, I believe that we have one of our incredible new contacts who's going to be joining us at about 8. I think she's scheduled to be with us about 8 o'clock or so.
Okay.
She's an important part of our brand new magazine called Afrolock Magazine. And we're going to talk to her about that. And also just the fact that it's my birthday radio show today, my birthday celebration. My birthday actually is tomorrow, guys, but we're celebrating right here today. So we're going to have a great time. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, New York time. It's in about 13 minutes or so. And you'll get a chance to meet Miss Dakota. So I'm super excited. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, yeah. So, Michael, we have to talk about the Vet Talk radio show that you host here on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. You're about to wrap season two. You've been with
us. Yeah.
You've done about close to 100. I think you've already hit 100 mark on the radio shows of your own program.
Yeah,
it's
just so unbelievable,
Michael,
Carrie.
The vet.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, Michael, I think about what we do. Of course, I help the hair and beauty folks with promotions all over the world. And who would have thought that we would have also helped the veterans? You know, I had no idea that this would be part of my journey. Yeah, but you made it part of my journey, sir. So it's been great. So listen, we're just getting things going here on this morning. It's Friday morning, August 11th of 2023. I've got so much to share. Again, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, in our spotlight hour, we have a wonderful, wonderful lady who, like I said, she is doing some big things out there. She's become a big part of Afrolock Magazine. She's a regular columnist in that magazine. We're going to find out what this all means to her and the work that she does for Rugged Evolution Beard Care and so much more. And Mr. Arrington, I've got to shout out Arrington and just Dee and everybody who's over there working hard. We just appreciate them so much. You know how we feel about Rugged Evolution. So listen,
very much so.
I think we've got a few things. Why don't we take a little bit of a music break, and then we'll be back. Remember, I'm playing my favorite songs today. You know, because we always play everybody's songs out there, Michael. But I think today we'll play my song.
Sounds great.
I think
sounds like a plan.
So, so we're doing great. And what we're going to do, Dakota, when you hear my voice out there, if you're listening now and you've dialed into our radio show, we want to get ready and introduce you to our fans. Press 1 on your phone. And we will see if we can get you on the air. Everybody else, I started playing a little bit of Amy Winehouse. You guys know that. And here's one of my favorite songs from Miss Amy. Stay with us. We'll be back.
With his shame, oh shame, babe. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let us kind of jump in on this, because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about black theater. Black theater,
right.
If you will. Yes. You know, because I've grown up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. It started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yes.
I'll feel you guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you in on my audition and all that another time. But let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, to the landscape of theater. And I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact that I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister. I didn't even know this was a real performer, a singer named Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs. And one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play, Mama, I Want to Sing.
The musical, right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that was...
I certainly did not know that. Right.
Yeah. Four incredible singers. Now, of the four, can you guess which two I've interviewed? Thought I'd get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Dee Dee Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them that have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mama, I Want to Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had. I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick and Sissy Houston. You know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love Black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been,
yes.
been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Want to Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself was, you know, you can guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, okay, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had
guys.
My guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Okay, well, that's okay. Let me tell you. It's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know. She is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston. Just an incredible artist. And she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on.
So we're talking about that.
We're talking about a superstar. And for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed 2 times. And I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dionne's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dionne, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, you know, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice, and she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, are Dionne and Dee Dee Warwick. So there
right.
you go.
All
Is
right.
that not nice? Yeah.
That's
but,
nice. I had Dionne right, for sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dionne right, of course.
Oh,
I had her down.
Yeah, well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know, for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater, that's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, August 11th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's great to have you guys with us. It's our broadcast show number 878 today, 878. So if you're into numerology, there you go. Okay, so again, having a great show today. You know, we've been on with you since about 6 this morning, New York time, and it's just been great. Let me bring back to the line Michael Hopkins, my co-star. You guys know him. He's from a place called beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And we're just so happy. Michael joins me every day. He hosts the Vet Talk Show here on our network on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. Michael, again, we're in our spotlight hour, third hour of the broadcast. Again, good morning to you.
Oh,
and,
yes, it is.
Ready for the
third hour. Oh, yes, third hour.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we've been killing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so,
very much
really,
so.
Real good stuff. Well, listen, today, you know, it's my birthday is tomorrow, technically. It's Saturday, August 12th is my wonderful 29th birthday. I'm like Jack Benny. I think his was 39.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see. 30, whatever. Something like that. But yeah, I'm happy to have made it this far. I can be grateful to God. We've been doing a great job with all that we've been given. And so I'm real happy to have everybody with us today. So first, let me bring Michael. I'm so excited to have this next guest. This is her first time ever being on our broadcast. And
wow.
It's really, yeah, and she's so just a wonderful joy to get to know and to work alongside us with our incredible publication. And so, you know, I just am blown away and so excited to have her be on with us. On this day, I just am in shock that it's actually here. So this is going to be so wonderful to take a listen, you know, for you guys joining us. So first, let me just bring to the line without further ado. You guys know her work. You know her work. You've read her words. She has been a columnist to our publication each month of AfroLock Magazine. And you can see her work even today by going to AfroLockMagazine.com. Again, AfroLock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So it really means a lock on Afro culture and by extension on Black culture. So we're real excited. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome the one and only Dakota Somerville. Good morning. You're on with Michael Hopkins and Karen.
Yes. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. It's so nice to have you with. We're live today on this August 11th morning, this Friday morning of 2023. We're so happy
yes.
to have you with us.
Your birthday celebration.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. And just a nice, you know, well, we bring it every day anyway, because, and I really do mean this, it's not just a platitude or whatever,
But we really do celebrate every day. Every day is a celebration on the show. And
yes.
So that's what makes it so special to have you here today, Dakota. So
thank you.
So we got to start. I know a little bit about you, but the world has read your words already. You're out there globally. But today you're going to give, let's talk a little bit about who you are to some of the other folks out there. Now, first,
okay.
Let's go back. Now, where are you based out of, Dakota?
So I
where
am
are you,
actually
where,
located.
Where,
yes, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, wow. VAVA?
Wow.
Yo, now,
wow.
Michael, hold it. You mean to tell me we got another Virginian on the line?
Very much so.
I didn't realize that. Oh, boy.
Two up, two down. This is the home of Pharrell, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. I wasn't quite ready for that this morning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. All right. I'm sitting up here all the way in New York City, and wish I were down at the beach in Virginia.
Oh, yeah, Virginia Beach.
Yes,
I know about Virginia Beach.
You know
Beach.
Where that is, Michael?
Oh, very
wow.
much so. I am a graduate of Norfolk State University, so I better know where Virginia
oh.
Beach is.
Absolutely,
I better know Virginia
yes.
Beach, Hampton. What did they call it? Sandbridge in Virginia Beach?
Yes, yes, the whole Hampton Roads area, yes.
Very much so. That's home
wow.
of the United States Navy.
Yes.
Wow.
So you know I know a little something about Virginia down there.
I'm impressed.
Oh,
well,
yeah. I just live up in the northern part of Virginia.
I got to come down and visit, so I can't wait.
Too.
Now, Dakota,
very
I want to go
so.
Back a little bit. Yes, I
okay.
want to go back a little bit. You are doing some incredible work, and you are working in tandem with some folks that we love here at the show. The company is Rugged Evolution Beard Care. And,
that is correct.
Rugged Evolution has been with us for several years. They really have. They've been a sponsor of our program. And just friends, forget that. They've been friends to our whatever we need. You know, they've been there. And Arrington has been with us. We've brought in the new year together. Arrington helped to co-host an hour or two of the New Year's Eve special we do each year. Rugged Evolution has just been a big part of our success. And we owe them a great deal. And so when we were deciding to launch AfroLock magazine, and how it all came about, and Michael, you know this story. We really didn't expect, when I had the concept to create a magazine, I said, okay, well, I've got a lot going on. You guys know I have my own hair products.
Right.
You guys know I do live shows. I've got different events happening. I produce a whole bunch of stuff. We produce our radio shows and stuff. I said, I'll wait till next year. Being 2024. Well, I started doing some preparation, some design work to kind of, what we call concept covers and concept ideas and things to kind of gauge how it would be received. And Dakota, I have to tell you, we were bowled over with the response of that being released out to say that we were going to do a magazine in 2024. That's how it happened. We were just, I just thought maybe, okay, next year I'll get to it and that'll be that.
Right.
And Michael, and you were out there with us along this journey, and we
Very
were just
so.
Bowled over. We were bowled over. It was just, my work was being shared everywhere. And I really have to say, and the word hadn't even, I hadn't even put my pinky toe in it yet.
Wow.
I really haven't.
Pretty much.
I haven't. I still haven't. You know, no, because I do. And, Michael, you share with everybody what you've come to know. Give Dakota a little bit of, you've been with me for a couple of years now. What would you like Dakota to know most about our work and what we do, so she can get an understanding too? What would you like to say?
Wow, wow, wow. Dakota, we cover hair, beauty, and community here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the beautiful thing about what we do, we just reach out and we touch people and we help people's lives. And Carrie is such an inspirational person that he comes up with these ideas and he just jumps on them. And you have to get on the train with Carrie Hines. If you don't get on the train, you're going to get left. So myself and Nicole Marie, our co-host, we have learned when Carrie Hines comes up with an idea, we already have our bags packed. All we're waiting for is when does the train leave the station. We don't need to know anything else. If Carrie says it's a good idea, we go, yep, uh-huh, we're ready to go. And, you know, with the magazine has been so beautiful. Just when you look at the covers on the magazine, and we had a little privy, you know, looking at when he was designing the covers, and myself and Nicole, we were just blown away just with the covers. And then the articles, and then I especially love the article that you guys had in the magazine. I mean, I read it a few times. I loved the pictures, the layout. I loved it with the Rugged Evolution. Yeah. I just loved it.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Well, you're talking to the writer, Ms. Dakota
very
Somerville
much so.
Is the writer.
Oh, I know. I couldn't wait, Carrie. When you told me Dakota was going to be on, I just could not wait. I was just jumping at the bit just to meet her because it was just so... It just blew me away what you did with it, that article. It just blew me away.
Yeah.
I love it. Back over to you guys.
You're about to make me cry.
She's featured in each. Yeah. Well, Dakota, listen, not only that, but you're also an inspiration.
Very much so.
I just love talking to you. From the moment I first talked to Dakota, within seconds, I just love your energy. I'm so grateful to Dee and to Gavin, to Arrington Gavin, for making this acquaintance for us. And you've been someone that I've been able to rely on. And I want to give a special shout out while we're doing this. And we have our wonderful focus today on the publication and our special guest, Dakota Somerville, the incredible writer, one of our incredible talented writers at the magazine. And we're talking about Afrolock magazine. Let me just be clear. Because now we
very
also
much
produce a magazine for the West Coast called Cali Braves. So I'm like, okay, we're killing it now, okay. So I want to shout out to our subscriptions chief. You guys know Debbie's still a big part of this family from down in Florida. So we want to shout out Debbie. Also want to shout out to Khadijah, who helps us. She's one of our other contributing writers. And so we're doing our thing here to make sure that and let me tell you guys, the next issue of this magazine, it's the cover. The cover is going to blow you away.
Very much so.
In my estimation, I think it's the best cover yet. And we've got some beautiful covers out there.
Yes,
but,
you do.
I believe this is the best one yet. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, it's gorgeous. And priceless and timeless and all of that. And so our covers are so beautiful that I've offered the big salons and the hair places that you can get them created in poster size and put them in your shops and wonderful areas. Your offices and things like that. These are some beautiful pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah, very innovative,
incredible.
Mm-hmm. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is
now.
So Dakota, what has the feedback over at Rugged Evolution been to you? Have you heard anything from our wonderful friends about your work at the magazine? Anything they've shared?
Yes.
So our CEO, Arrington,
our CEO, and our CFO, Dee, they both love the actual articles, the layout, and we have a bit of a chat. Yeah. And they are so thrilled and pleased with how it presents in the magazine. We all agree that it's one of the best magazine layouts that we've seen in a long, long time.
That is just incredible to hear. And it means so much because we put so much into it. I spend a great deal of time because I personally do most of the layouts, if not almost all. And so every page has to touch my fingers in some kind of way because we want to make sure that there's a flow to the publication. We want to make sure that it has the right pictures, that there's no foggy stuff. We want to make sure that each article conveys what we want it to properly convey and that it represents our community well, that it represents the perspective of helping others and how much this means to all of us and that we're all here together. And so and if you guys out there want to join us as a writer like Dakota, you know, and be part of this and be on the radio like Michael Hopkins, you know, and own a production company and radio company and publishing company and a products company and a broadcasting company, you can join me. And so we'd love that. And so just wanted to kind of say thank you. Really mean that. And so, Dakota, now hold it, guys. Now, I have to tell you, we have some big things on the way. What we are also putting out there, and I have not shared this publicly, but I'm going to share it now. And, this is really big because what we are doing, we'll be releasing quite a bit of the clips and all of that and just making a big, big production of the work that goes into Afrolock magazine. So I'm super, super hyped about it. And and I'm really, really proud of this. I really, really am, Dakota. And Michael, it's just great to have. Well, thank you. Thank you.
I would like to interject and add one thing. What I've noticed really, really, it's fascinating. So when I go in and check the articles to see the layout and all of that, I find myself each time scrolling through, just looking at all of the articles, not only mine, because you know what, Carrie? I get such a feeling of culture. The culture jumps out at me when I look through Afrolock. And I want to thank you and thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to jump in on this platform. I love it.
Great. You are just so kind. Well, I have to tell you, that means a lot. Yes. And folks out there, if you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, first of all, let me say thank you. And then secondly, let me say, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, myself, everybody over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I love that we have so many different factions to our success these days. We have our radio personalities, our radio show producers and hosts. Then we also have our writing team over at the magazine, folks who just help us so much to do what we do. And so we appreciate that. And the articles, the normal process, folks always ask me, how do you do all of this, Carrie? What is the process? So I'm going to share that process with you in just a couple minutes. So we don't want you to go anywhere. I'm going to tell you how this all comes about. And I do have a little bit of a tidbit for this next issue. So we have not shared this, Nobody knows. In the past, I kind of put things out there here and there and all of that. But no, this time we are really going to roll it out as a surprise for everybody. And I think you're going to really, really love this. And I'm so excited. But I do have a tidbit that we're going to share with you in just a couple minutes, so we don't want you going anywhere. Dakota, we have you for a little bit longer, so I'm hoping that you can stick around and help us to kind of, you know, stay on top of AfroLock magazine. I just love that we get to share AfroLock magazine.
Yes, of course. I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So, listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, I am going to talk about the process of, I call AM. You know, we call AfroLock magazine, we're fancy. We call it AM. And so I'm going to talk about the behind-the-scenes AM, what it takes to put together an issue and all of that. And then a little later, before we close out, we'll play a little bit of Khadijah's interview about AfroLock. Remember, Khadijah's one of our head writers. So we'll talk a little bit more about her as well, so that you have some understand what happened at AfroLock magazine and why it's so, so, so important to us. And just, you know, it's a good time. So, okay, folks. Stay with us. We've got so much to get into. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast, and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind, taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Of a Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate.
And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mary. We're back live. It is Friday morning. It's August 11th, 2023, just one day before my birthday. So I'm celebrating a little bit early with all the fans, our global accumulation of fans. We're just so excited. What can I really say? You guys have been just fantastic. Really great day. I'm Michael Hopkins, my co-host from Spotsylvania, Virginia. He's been on with us, and we're going to chat a little bit more. Again, Michael, we're in our third hour of the program. It's about 8:31 New York time. If you're out in Central Time Zone, it's about 7:31 in the morning. And we just kind of, you know, we want you to wake up. Okay, we really do. Get yourself together. I'm awake. Now, listen, just joining us, you might, Michael, I don't know if they heard us, but we have a very special guest who's been on with us in this Spotlight Hour.
Oh,
and for me personally, I'm thrilled to have her here. She doesn't even realize that she has a fan club already.
She's
a writer with Afrolock Magazine, a contributor each month. And that's thanks to the incredible, supportive folks at one of our great big supporters. Of course, we're talking about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. You've heard their commercial right here, shouting out Arrington Gavin and Dee. We just love them over there and their entire team. And he's doing such big things. I look at Arrington, I said, Arrington is just doing such big things. We love all of that. We love it, love it, love it. And when I say Rugged Evolution Beard Care, they have amazing products. And it's not just the products, but it is the spirit that they put into everything. They pour into such professionalism, kindness, and support for their community.
Right.
And so oftentimes you hear me and I'm complaining, oh, we don't support each other enough. We don't support blah, 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 blah. But guess what? When I say Arrington and Dee and the whole Rugged Evolution, I said, that's not true of the folks at Rugged Evolution.
Very much
they
so.
They believe in community.
Oh, yeah.
They are community. So when they sent over to us this new writer or this writer, I had no idea what we were getting. I just knew that I could trust Rugged Evolution, and boy, did they knock it out of the box. I loved her from the moment that I spoke to her. You can just feel folks' presence, and it has not stopped. We have a great conversation. I never want to go off the line. So my guest today, our guest here on this show, again for the first time, is the incredible Dakota Somerville. You guys have read her articles each month in the layouts for Rugged Evolution. We're so proud. Dakota, again, welcome to the broadcast. And how does
Thank
it feel
you.
To be on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
This is an amazing platform,
well, we have
and I am so excited. Yes, I'm excited to be here. This is my first time, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Oh, well, this is great to have
wow.
you. It really is. Yes.
Just,
and
wow.
I have to say, Michael, am I right? Is this not
oh,
awesome?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yes. Now, we have been working diligently on our very next issue of the magazine, of Afro-Lock magazine. And we wanted to share a little bit about the behind-the-scenes process. I did promise that as a teaser. And so I wanted to just let you know how it kind of comes together. Because folks say, well, how do you do all this? Well, each magazine, we have an editorial calendar, of course, which means that we know what's happening each month, and we kind of base a little bit of what happens with the magazine on those themes, depending upon what they are. And that's the first thing that I look at. And then I look at what are we trying to get the magazine to say? What is it that this particular issue must, what are we trying to say that is happening out there? Do we want to talk about things that are timely? I remember sharing the, when we were planning the first issue of Afro-Lock magazine, and one of my competitors, which you guys know I don't believe in the word competitors, but I'll say it just so that you guys understand where I'm going with this. She called me up, and she's been someone who I've known for many years, and I consider her a friend, so I don't consider her a competitor, but it's just that she puts out a magazine as well. And she was like, Carrie, she saw my beautiful covers, and she called me up right away. Carrie, I saw Afro, what exactly are you guys going to be more beauty? Really trying to figure out if we're going to be a competition for her. I guess the magazine covers were so gorgeous and what we were doing was so big, I had no idea that it was going to be at that time
wow.
to be that way. So,
wow.
So she's like, are you going to – she was hoping we were going to say artsy because I said, well,
yeah.
listen, I said, Afro-Lock magazine really is not one or the other. I said, we ideally are about hair and lifestyle and community. That's really the way to look at it. I said, where most of our competitors are, what we'll just say some of the folks out there that we love and love their magazine, what they are is kind of like, they're more so 70% lifestyle, I'll say even 80% lifestyle and maybe 20% hair. We flip that. Okay, so our paradigm is the opposite. We are more so like 80% hair and beauty, and then 20% everything else. And so that's kind of where, that's how our big focus is. So we're hair, beauty, and community. That comprises that bulk amount for us, and that's what we'll always be. And then the beauty is very important to me. It has to be aesthetically pleasing. I make sure that every page is something that's memorable. So we just don't throw stuff into a publication. And not just that, but as you know, Dakota, being one of our writers, Dakota Somerville, that Rugged Evolution, that this is something that we do. We take it seriously into heart. And
yes.
so, you know, yes, it is laid out with care. I've been literally not just hours, but sometimes days on one article. You know, I figure out what, it, you know, again, kind of like the same idea with the magazine. What are we trying to say? What do we want the column to communicate? And then what would be able to, if you didn't have the words, what graphic or what picture can
mm-hmm.
still get across the same meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I break that down. And then I design it because most folks don't realize that I'm also a graphic artist.
Pretty much.
I'm a writer, a graphic artist, a publisher.
Oh, yeah.
A broadcast. Yeah, the list goes on. I'll be talking to you for days about those things. but that's kind of what we do here. And that's what separates me. I love my folks at the other magazines. You guys know I worked for other publications before. And the difference is they had to go out to many different people to do an issue or anything. Here, it stops right here with me. I can design from one period or question mark or quotation through the entire publication. And the design work, the layout, the writing, the whole nine. And so we take this seriously. And I have to say, and I'm blessed to have folks like Rugged Evolution's Dakota Somerville, who also does so much. And Dakota, you have your own things going on. And we're going to have you to come back on a regular basis and share all of that. We want you here to you're a big part of our family here. You're a big part of our family.
Oh, I would love that. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about what are you looking to do next? What in Dakota's world? Okay, now, of course, you're going to always write for Rugged Evolution, R-E. That's not, we're always going to, we're one big family. We're a solid core already. So we're going to say, aside from that, what else? What are some of the other things that what are your dreams out there? Share with us, Dakota.
Oh, thank you for asking. I am thrilled to be the actual media manager for Rugged Evolution Beard Care. I believe in the product.
You do a great job.
The product.
You do a great job. Oh my God, you're killing it. You're killing it with the postings
family.
And all of that. So go right ahead.
Yeah.
Go right ahead,
so
please. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
A major part of going forward. I love working with them. I've been with them now, I want to say, almost 4 years. But in addition to that, I'm also a podcaster. And my dream is to increase the visibility of Clutch My Pearls. I have a podcast, Clutch My Pearls, and I also am a media blogger. Okay? So those are some things that I'm pushing forward and growing as we go. I'm moving at my own pace at this time because I'm still working full time. I'm still working 40 plus hours a week. So with that being said, I'm coming into a big pivotal moment in my life. I am about to retire December 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and on top of that, I'm working. Thank you. And I'm working on building my own. Yeah, great. I'm building my own brick and mortar storefront. So I got a lot going on.
Wow.
I thought I had a lot. No, you got a lot going on.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
I'm so
excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
this
a great
is huge.
Time. Yeah. Yeah.
Now listen, we have somebody standing by who their phone number ends, I believe, in 26. So we normally put you on hold and we go and do all, I'm just gonna pop them in. And so I'm hoping you're not somebody who's not so nice to me or a bill collector. No, I'm just teasing. Hold on. Let's take a listen. Hi, you're on live. I'm Carrie Hines, and this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. What city? Your number ends in 26. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Carrie. Happy birthday early. This is Noor calling from Clarksville, Tennessee. I got my Google voice number.
Yes. Oh, you're on the party line today, Noor. Good morning. Noor Jahan is one of the original Michael's Angels, one of the producers of Michael's Vet Talk radio show, and the winner of our prize that we still got to ship out to you, Noor. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. And happy, aren't you good? Your birthday too out there comes around now?
My birthday was on the
Wednesday. You know what? Yes, we can't hear you all that well. One more time, Noor.
My birthday was on the 9th. It was Wednesday.
The 9th. Yes, I thought you had a recent birthday. Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. And a happy early birthday to you.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. One more day to go. God willing. Listen, I just want to say thank you. To have you be part of this means a lot to me. So thank you so much. And Katrina, of course, you guys and Nicole, you guys incorporate all of, you know, you're the Michael's angels. And he doesn't know, but I'm just going to have to, he's going to have to share that title, and it'll be Carrie's angels this morning. So, yeah, I've taken it over, Michael. All right. So, listen, I thank you. Nora, listen, after the show, call me because I got to catch up with you. We got to talk. I got to tell you when I'm shipping out your, Nora won this beautiful air purifier that I love. I've got one here just like it. So we got to get that over to her. We're going to talk about that. So we'll call me after the show today. All right. Okay, Nora, thank you. All right, Nora Jahan. All right. I just love it. Dakota, you see how much love is out there. We just appreciate everybody. Yes, the guys out there. I just love this. My guest again today is Dakota Somerville, who is one of the writers, a big-time writer now. I'm going to just say that. You contribute to AfroLock magazine. And I want to say you've been kind of highlighting some of the products. What's some of the other things that we can look to you bringing to us? Is there some other part? I would like to see you do some interviews with your team as well, and do some Q&As with your team, some questions and answers with Arrington and D&M and, you know, some other little things. I'm looking forward to that. But each issue, Dakota brings it. So you guys, and, you know, and again, this is global. And when I say global, everybody throws around, No. I mean global. We have readers, and you guys know I have readers in Ghana. We have readers all over in different parts of Africa. But ideally, the folks who I know personally who read our magazine, Ghana, Nigeria, down in South Africa, over in Kenya. Mm-hmm. These are folks, and not just that, and up in Egypt. And on a regular basis, So in addition to everything else. So listen, guys, one other update. I kind of got to get out to you guys real quick that we have not talked about so much today. But there's something new happening. There's something new. Michael, you know about this. I am so happy to roll out the Salon TV Network. We have, in case we don't have enough going on, I have created my own Salon TV Network. And so what the Salon TV Network is, 24 hours a day, we have our own broadcast network, which means that on, if you have a shop, you can have this on the TV at your shop. If you want it at your house, you can have it at your house, at your bedroom TV. And what it is, it's our programming. So you'll see some of the things that, some interviews that we've done, you'll see live hair events, you'll see beauty tips, you'll see folks that we give radio, I'm sorry, not just radio shows, you know, we already can do that, but I can give TV shows to folks. We can set you up with a TV show, a commercial and a regular TV show. We can take some of the other shows that you may already have video content out there. Oh, great. We'll put it on. We'll license it right here at our network and put it out there for you. So
I love it.
The difference is the Salon TV Network is just for folks that are connected to us in some kind of way. You know, we're looking closely at the folks. I just don't want to throw stuff out there into just to put it on out there, so to speak. But we're starting off with folks who are connected to us in some capacity or want to be part of the hair and beauty industry. Those are the folks right now that we're trying to reach the most, and we love them, and we want to support the industry. but I'm happy to say. Now, this is not some wishful thinking, some long dream coming now. You know, you got to wait 6 years, as Michael, we were saying at the early part of the broadcast today.
Right, very much so.
When we tell you something is about to happen, you can kind of bank on it happening in a few days. <If that. laughs> And so, yeah, really, really. I mentioned to Michael and Nicole Marie and, you know, my team here, I said, I'm bringing back this. Within 24 hours, we were up and running.
Very much so.
That's how I move here at this network and how I move with everything that we do. It's done with purpose. And so I just want to say thank you. And when you have some time, I'd like to hear some Clutch My Pearls parts of your podcast.
Absolutely.
And bring back,
yeah.
And share with all of us.
Yes,
I would love
I'm
to
looking forward
hear
to
that.
It. I cannot wait to come back.
Yes. Oh, we have a blast here. We have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And for me today to have this birthday, I first have to thank God for just getting to this point and for bringing me here at this time and in this space to have touched so many lives with our hair and beauty industry work, whether it's the magazines and graphics I do, you know, just so much stuff. My audio book, which is now out there, called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is based on my little book that you can get off Amazon and all this other stuff that's out there. You know, to my Carefree Hair products, which helps so many women and men and families.
Yes.
To everything that we do, every single thing is done. We have a big live event happening in January, on January 8th of 2024 in New York City. So if you're out of the state, you might want to get your airline ticket now.
I know.
It's not something
I saw
to be
that.
Missed when we get together. Yeah. When I put on something, it's not to be missed. And so, you know, so all of that, yeah. And those tickets are out there on Eventbrite, by the way. So you guys can go to EVENTBRIT.com, Eventbrite.com. And, you know, so we're just trying to do our best. And I just want to say thank you. And to my family, you guys rarely hear me talk about my family because I get to spend time each day with my other family, and that's you guys. But my folks, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's my birth home, even though I live and our studio here is headquartered in Brooklyn, New York. And Michael, he's my co-Philadelphia guy. Michael, you're born in Philly.
Very much so.
We're Philly guys.
Philadelphia,
yeah,
born
so
and raised.
Not in Philly. Born and raised. Okay, Will Smith. Thank you. And so, yes, I caught that. And so I just want to say thank you. And to all the folks who helped to bring us here, it's been a long journey. And it has not been an easy one.
Yeah.
Very much.
But
so.
It has been a meaningful. And so we are just going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going. And so I just want to say thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me, guys. I have enjoyed the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes.
Oh, great.
I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to come back.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
very much so.
Now, you guys, again, because some of the folks that may have just joined us, listen, just please read Dakota's column, again, Dakota Somerville's column in each issue of Afrolock magazine, and she's usually highlighting the incredible and amazing company called Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website, just so that you know, is ruggedevo.com, and it's, again, www for World Wide Web, ruggedevo.com. That's E like Edward, V like Victor, O. So that's ruggedevo.com is their website.
Yes.
And you guys have some amazing products that we just love. And you'll be hearing their commercial again – right here on our network. So thank you. So Dakota, thank you so much for being with. You killed it today for your first time.
Oh yeah.
You killed an whole hour.
Oh yes, she did.
I'm
thanks,
wow.
guys. I can't wait to come back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, can't
awesome.
Wait for you to
well,
come back.
Thank you. Yes, and guys, the new magazine will be on global release on September 1st. That's a Friday morning, September 1st. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out there. And let me just tell you that you're listening now. When I tell you that this cover is memorable in so many ways, it's very much a little different than what I've put out. You've not seen it. No one has. So you'll be impressed. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again. Dakota, we'll see you next time. Thanks for being a guest today.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. And Mike, thank you, Dakota.
Yes,
all
yes.
All right, you got it. Now, Michael, was Dakota not just killing it? Did she not
oh,
do a
yes,
great job
was,
today?
Oh, yes, she was, Jerry. Yes, she did a
yeah.
great job today. Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah. Yes.
Loved it.
And read her column, yes, in the current issue of AfroLock magazine. Again, you can do that by simply going. There's a free read, by the way, right now. So go to www.afrolockmagazine.com, and there's a tab that says free read or summer read or what have you. Our current issue is there. And it doesn't cost you a dime. And you click on it in the middle of the – and what this is also something that you should know, and that is that it plays a little bit of audio on the cover. And in the very center of that cover, you'll see a little button, and it's a little blue button. And if you click on that, you'll hear some sound come out and words and all of that as you're reading the magazine. So do check it out. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you catch up with the next issue of AfroLock. So, Michael, this has been the best birthday.
Yes, it has.
I just enjoyed my birthday.
Yes. Happy,
really
happy am. Birthday, Carrie Hines.
Oh, Michael. Well, we thank you, sir. And we get to just have a ball. Like I said, I really do celebrate it every day here. That wasn't just words for the radio. I really do. I get to celebrate it. I want to thank all of you, my incredible family, my friends, and the fans of the broadcast, my colleagues here on the broadcast, my colleagues over at AfroLock Magazine, everything that we do, the folks at Therapy, everything that I do, our voiceover people, David, and just everybody who is helping us to accomplish great things. And Miss Katrina, I want to shout her out again as well. And everybody is just doing some great stuff, you know. Nicole Marie has been a big part of our success, and we just appreciate and adore her. She'll be back with us on Tuesday. You guys, Michael, you have a new episode of Vet Talk Radio coming up on Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be back with you at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. But, Michael, what do you have? Coming up for us. Anything you want to say for season three?
Oh, wow. Very much so. For season three, Carrie, we're going to just get with a whole lot of veterans, and we're going to be doing some real stories from real veterans when it comes to this claims and compensation arena. That's what we're going
to
be doing in season three.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And just so much more, we really have to say. So thank you guys so much. Now, I'll also have an update for you on what happens, what I'm going to do on my birthday tomorrow. I'll be spending it with family, and I'll be sharing those updates with you on Tuesday. Here
Can't
is
wait.
Stevie Wonder trying to kill it for us, a little bit of Stevie. And we'll see you back here next time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Then to have a world party.